This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 315 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, well, everybody's still trying to get back on their feet after that great, great trip to Walt Disney World, so I'm going to be bringing you some sounds from the parks, albeit it's going to be from this trip, and what I consider two really kind of important audio clips, so this will be fun. Before we get to that, I just want to let you guys know that we're going to be starting a new segment that should be released as its own show, under our name of course, but it's going to be basically a Disney Plus roundup. So we're going to start talking about some of that great Disney Plus programming that we're seeing out there, and we're going to be starting out right away with The Mandalorian. So by the time you hear this, and then probably 316 is going to be that Mandalorian show and the Disney Plus roundup, so hopefully you look forward to that, and definitely participate. We're going to find a lot of different ways for you guys to get involved with that one. Okay, so now for tonight's show, what we're going to bring you is two sound bites from the park. The first one is kind of a tribute to the holiday spirit that's overwhelmingly taking over Walt Disney World, and that will be the Jingle Cruise. So for those that don't know, the Jungle Cruise has been made over into the Jingle Cruise for the holiday season, and we had an incredible skipper. Skipper Adam did a great job, well worthy of bringing to you tonight. So I hope you enjoy that. The second clip is going to be a little bit more of a sentimental one. It's the clip from Savvy's over at Galaxy's Edge. Savvy's is the place where the gatherers get together and we create scrap metal, or as you and I would know it, lightsabers. This is the lightsaber building experience, and if you're going to do it, and you don't want to listen in, that's cool. You'll hear the break in the audio, and you could definitely, like, you know, beg off to the end of the audio for tonight. And I actually recommend that. I think you should go into it fully, not expecting or knowing what's going to happen. It totally made the experience that much better for me. And we're going to go over this, I'm sure, in the next show, once we get a chance to talk with Jimmy, Lisa, Sam, and those guys. The story that came out of this entire trip was I was very much surprised. I was supposed to go and take pictures for the Savvy's lightsaber experience because you can bring an extra person with you. So I was going to go as Jimmy's plus one and take video and audio and bring the stuff to you guys. What I didn't know was that all of my friends in the podcast threw together a bunch of bucks and basically bought me the lightsaber. So I was able to experience it along with Jimmy and Sam. And thank you very much, guys. To everybody that did that. That was really, really incredible. Okay, so the first audio is going to be the Jingle Cruise, and then I'll come back to you with a couple minutes, and we'll talk about Galaxy's Edge. Take it away, Skipper Adam.
Disappeared. Isn't that magical?
That is amazing.
Hey guys, I'm actually going to have you scoot down just a wee little bit here for me. Yeah, this is MySpace up here. Nobody uses MySpace anymore. It's all like Snapchat and Twitter and stuff. I know that was a dated reference, but if I don't date myself, who will, you know? Well, everybody, come on board. Thank you for laughing at that. That makes me feel wonderful. Come on board, everybody. Come on board. I'm sorry. What am I saying? Don't come on board. Come on excited. Jingle Cruise. Yeah. Well, folks, to increase your enjoyment and your odds of survival, make sure to remain seated, keeping your hands, arms, feet, legs, anything else you'd like to take home with you this Christmas inside the boat at all times. Parents, please watch your children, because quite frankly, I don't want to, and it's not my job. And remember, kids, Santa's watching. He is always watching. No, you can't hide from Santa Lake by doing that. That's not how Santa works. He's smarter than that. I assure you. Hope you guys know what you got yourselves into. It's called a boat. Yeah, does everybody know what a boat is? Yeah, it's how they say about in Canada. That's how they do it over there. A boat. Clear! Okay, everybody, pick up your favorite hand. Let's wave goodbye to all the nice people up there on the top. Good to wave at the naughty ones. Santa knows what you did! Always watching. I just had a whole monologue about that. Now, everybody, I'd like to formally welcome you now to the world-famous Jingy Cruise. I meant Jingle Cruise. I guess that was my first Noel of the day. Now, my name is Skipper Adam, and we are going to be traveling along the festive rivers of the world, searching for all my Christmas presents that got lost during the airdrop. Now, during our journey, I will not only be your skipper, I will also be your holiday decorator, your gift wrapper, your tree trimmer, your popcorn stringer, and if you don't laugh at my jokes, well, then I become your swimming instructor. Good as we're gonna get. Okay. Guys, we've made it to the Amazon River. Now, on either side here, you'll see some of our humbugs. Let me see if I can call them out for you. Bah! Bah! There are bah humbugs. Yeah, they're a lot better than the fleas Navidad, let me tell you that. Now, coming up on your left-hand side, that is gonna be Inspiration Falls. Now, a lot of people ask me, Skipper Adam, why is it called Inspiration Falls? Well, that's because the more you look at it, the more it will inspire you to start singing Christmas carols. Jingle Cruise, Jingle Cruise, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride with Skipper Adam today. Just me, okay. All right, well, it's okay. We've got some more cruise to go. You have time. Folks, we're now turning into our second river, and that's the Congo River, deep in the heart of Central Africa. So let's just see how far this boat can go. Now, to celebrate your arrival in Africa and to celebrate the holiday season, I've arranged a very special Christmas pygmy party. That is hard to say. So everybody, let's say hello to the very merry pygmies who are not there. That's okay. They probably just ran out for some early Christmas shopping. Yeah. On the plus side, though, I think I can tell what they're getting for Christmas. Canoe? Yeah. Now, before they left, I asked them to set up my Christmas tree. Let's see how they did. Oh, come on. Pygmies! I said a partridge in a pear tree, not a python. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. Oh, no. Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. My family showed up early for Christmas this year. Hold on. Hi, guys! It's great to see you! Did that sound convincing? Like, at all? Yeah. That's my Aunt Glenn over there. She goes a little ape over the Christmas shopping. Yeah, you should have seen her last Silverback Friday. Yeah, guys, the jokes aren't getting any funnier, okay? You might as well start laughing. It's a lot more fun that way. Anyway, we're now moving into the Nile River. Now, the Nile River is, of course, the longest river in the world. Now, it's really difficult to navigate this time of year. It's got a very strong Yuletide. I like that joke! Watch your language. It's Christmas! Now, folks, on either side, you will see some of our beautiful African elephants. Now, by the looks of things, I think they're going to be staying for all 8 nights of Hanukkah. Looks like they packed their extra-large trunks. Elephants are Jewish, I bet you didn't know that. Well, anyway, we're now passing by the Jingle Bell Rock on our way to the African Belt. Now, the African Belt is actually a lot bigger this year than it was last year, let me tell you. But it looks like all the animals have come together to celebrate the holiday season. That is wonderful. Oh, Happy New Year, guys! Pass your smart friend, they'll get it. Oh, everybody, shh, quiet down. Okay, you see that zebra over there? He is sleeping in to avoid his extended family this Christmas. Yeah, I don't blame him. But it was nice of those lions to invite him over for dinner. Oh, right, okay, so contrary to popular belief, this is actually not the North Pole. I know a lot of people think that it is, but it's not. It's actually more like the, we're being chased by a rhino, hurry, we better climb up this pole. It's a totally different thing, yeah. Hey, rhino! Yeah, you're supposed to strain popcorn, not people. Popcorn. Also, where the heck did you even get a fruitcake? Seriously, who has fruitcake anymore? Fruitcake is nasty. Anybody like fruitcake? Get off my boat. Get off right now. Go. Yo, go. We don't tolerate that. Well, anyway, now I am now heading to one of my favorite spots to celebrate the Christmas season. And that is, of course, heading on up to Glacier Mountain. and it is melting. That is not good. I'm sure that's not like indicative of anything. Anyway, we're just gonna go around in here. So give me a second here. Guys, I'm sorry. We're coming in a little hot here. Everybody, I need you to lean in for me. Lean in, everybody. Lean. Oh man, I was worried there for a moment. I thought we were gonna, you know, deck the balls with folks. I'm hauling. La 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 la. Still just me. Okay. Now everybody says that holiday travel is a real nightmare, but I was able to get my flight for half off. Yeah, unlike my parents' flight, it got grounded. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I wonder if Santa brought me what I asked for this year. Okay, maybe not. I guess when I asked for hungry, hungry hippos, I should have been a little bit more specific. That's not good. Okay, everybody, stay bundled up nice and close together. Stay warm. Okay, I don't want anybody catching hippothermia while we're out here. But I think I know how to scare these guys off the same way I scared off my last relationship.
I love you! We should do Christmas at my parents' next year!
Again, thank you for laughing at that. That makes me feel wonderful. Now, up ahead on your right, you'll see the remains of my last crew that didn't have any Christmas spirit. Now, guys, we got some of my favorite Christmas characters joining us. We've got Dancer and Prancer and guys, I said 12 drummers drumming. Where are the other 9? Can't you count? Sorry about that. Oh, hang on. I'll be right back. Guys, listen, I know you're upset, okay? But it'll be back next year. Don't use that tone with me, okay? It will be back next year, but it's Christmas right now. It's Christmas. Sorry, guys, they really missed the Halloween party. Yeah, they're big boo to you fans. It's understandable.
Oh!
Okay. Well, now, it's now the reason you've all been waiting for the one, the only, the backside of eggnog! Okay, look. Backside of water just wasn't festive, so just go with me on this one, okay? It's normally backside of water, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Folks, we're now turning into our fourth and final river, and that's the Mekong River, deep in the heart of Cambodia. And, oh my gosh, guys, this is so exciting. I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure this is Santa's secret southern workshop. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. We're gonna go in and see all the toys and meet all the elves, and it's a lot darker than I thought it would be. Okay, everybody, here's what we're going to do. Everybody better watch out, and I better not cry. Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Anyway, Anyway, Trader Santa is our head salesman here at the Jingle Cruise, though lately his sales have been shrinking. So right now he's got an amazing deal going on just in time for the Christmas season. That's right, three of his heads for just one of yours. Well, folks, we're now approaching the most dangerous part of our journey, and that is, of course, the return to civilization. Now, once again, I will ask everyone to continue to remain seated, keeping those hands and arms inside the boat until we have come to a full and complete stop at the dock. Now, if you had a good time today, guys, my name is Skipper Adam. This has been the world-famous Jingle Cruise. And if you didn't, well, then my name is Natalie, and this has been Haunted Mansion Holiday. Natalie from Haunted Mansion Holiday loves that joke, okay? We're fine. Now, those of you joining us on this side of the boat, I'm going to have you guys exit out that back door for me. That part is not a joke. Please do not cross over anything in the center. It's a real fire hazard, folks. Yeah, you could trip and fall. I'll laugh at you, but then I'll get fired. Nobody wants that. Plus, crossing over is more of a haunted mansion thing, and this is the Jungle Cruise. Santa hates it when you mix up attractions. Yeah, it's an instant naughty list right there. Now, I see we not only have one, but we have two very special people on board today, and they were really hoping that I was not going to call them out, but their hopes and dreams are about to be dashed. Ladies and gentlemen, today is their birthdays! Hello, happy birthday! You thought you could cover up the button with your hair, but then you wore a giant tiara, and that was the end of that. Now, to celebrate your birthday here with us, guys, I would like to sing for you now the Jingle Cruise birthday song. It goes like this. Come on, start clapping. Here we go! It isn't very long. Okay, when they're holding up two fingers like that, it means I gotta tell you the second verse of that song. Okay, can we do the clapping thing again? Here we go. This is the second verse. It's shorter than the... Guys, we're now heading up to dock number two. It is twice as festive, twice as much khaki, and twice as far from the exit for your inconvenience. Well, ladies and gentlemen, around this time of year, I like to think of my good friend Santa Claus, and I think we should all be a little bit more like Santa Claus. Specifically, you guys, I want you to be like Santa Claus and leave my presence. That means get out of my boat. That's what that means. All right, Leland, stand up for me. It does help to balance out the boat. That way, if we sink, we go down evenly. Looks better in the pictures that way. Yeah, the exit is out that way. Yeah, this is just the front of the boat there. It's not going to get you very far. Now, if you laughed at you guys, thank you so much for coming. If you did not laugh, thank you for leaving. It's been an awkward 10 minutes of you staring at me. Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable for me, too. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't do any New Year's Eve jokes. I'm so sorry about that. I guess it really got me to go on that one.
Great job, Skipper Adam. Even for just a normal Jungle Cruise, that was incredible. But as a Jingle Cruise, extra special. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So now what we're going to bring you is the Savvy's audio. And I kind of set that up earlier. Now, a couple of things as we do the audio. You're going to hear one point when they're handing out the Kyber crystals where there's a little disagreement. That happened to be a 7 or 8 year old boy and his dad disagreeing. The little boy wanted to be Darkseid red, and dad definitely disagreed with that. We found out afterwards that this was their second saber, and the first one happened to be red. So dad actually had a good argument here. The other sound is when they bring up the parts for us to start putting the sabers together, you hear a lot of shuffling. Well, that's these big plastic containers that have the parts in them that they give to each person participating. Then the noise that starts when the main attendant asks each of the side attendants to start telling us how to put the sabers together is incredible because they all talk at once and they all talk very loud. You can hear Jimmy and I trying to keep track of them and basically staring at her so we can understand what she's saying on how to put the saber together and such. But the noise is just amazing. So anyway, here we go. This is Savvy's. Again, if you don't want to hear it, I totally understand it. You can just go to the end of the audio for today. But if you're not going to get down there, or if you had done it, and this will definitely bring back the memories. So here we go. And may the Force be with you.
Met my fellow gatherers, yes? Yes. And you can call me Kimber. Now, as you look around our workshop, I'm sure you're thinking, that is a lot of old junk, but please let me clarify something, all right? Some of it is new junk. We call ourselves the Gatherers because we search the galaxy for ancient relics. We go to forgotten places, abandoned outposts, battle-ravaged planets, and what we find, what we bring here. So, where a stormtrooper might see worthless clutter, Those who know see priceless history. And in these troubled times, preserving our past, they just ensure our future. Of course, you've heard of the legend of the great Luke Skywalker, yes? Well, there is another, a new Jedi, and her name is Rey. And what she leads is the spark of hope that we've all been waiting for. That's why you're here, to build this. A lightsaber. The saber has been wielded by some of our greatest heroes and darkest enemies. It is elegant and enigmatic. Building a lightsaber is an art. The saber is a reflection of its builder, with the force flowing between them. And today, you will feel that connection. But enough talk. Let us begin. We will start with perhaps the most important element of the lightsaber, the Kyber crystal. It is able to focus the energy of the force and then magnify it. Some say that it is the heart of the lightsaber. The color of the crystal determines the color of the blade. Blue. Wielded by the great Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, and now, Rey. Green. Qui-Gon Jinn, Ahsoka Tano, Master Yoda, and Luke Skywalker. Violet. Rare and beautiful, like the one wielded by the great Mace Windu. Red. It is called the color of power. The crystal of Darth Maul, Asajj Ventress, Darth Vader, and now, Kylo Ren. But these are stories of the past, my friends. We are here for you, our future. So now, it is time for you to choose your Kyber crystal, the heart of your lightsaber. Before this, I need you all to please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Now, picture it in your mind. And in your mind's eye, I want you to choose your color Kyber crystal. And remember, it is equally likely that the crystal is choosing you. Now, open your eyes and choose your crystal.
Bottom plate, and so I like to put the skinnier point down into the hole in the bottom plate, I kind of use my fingers to guide it into the hole in the top. Like,
doesn't
matter. Oh, this is the top of the top.
Oh.
Again.
You
see
the first one?
Perfect. So there's, it doesn't matter what how your face looks, there's a hole in the top and the bottom. Hold it up.
Check out.
Looks good. All right, now we're going to move over to number 5. These are your activation plates. Inside your activation plates, you see that one has a red square and one has a blue square. This is going to match up to the red and blue square that is on your chassis. So go ahead and pick your favorite set. Please do not mix and match these. They have to stay in the sets that they're already in. And we're going to snap them on around that kyber crystal chamber, red to red and blue to blue.
It wasn't quite picking together.
I want to make sure you try
it. Did it sing to you, my friend?
It did.
1 year. Well done.
Oh, okay. We also learned mace.
Huh?
We also learned mace. Not mace.
I think she was confused because they say master window.
Now we're going to move over to numbers 1 and 2. These are your grips. Before you start choosing your grips, I'm going to go over a couple things with you guys. You're looking at 4 options. You're only going to be picking 2. It doesn't matter which 2. You can mix and match these all you want. We're going to put one at the top and one at the bottom. There's a thicker rim on one side of the grip. It's going to go towards the center. Then you're going to push, lock, twist it, and you'll feel it tighten into place.
Which way is the top?
This, remember these lines are the top. So go ahead and pick whatever 2 you want. Feel free to mix and match these.
She saved my life. I trust her with everything.
Huh?
She will definitely guide you well on this.
Thank you.
He's like, can she guide me to pick her?
Yeah.
Trust your instincts, my friend.
Which one drew your eye first? Or which one do you know you don't?
How are you doing, my friend?
He's like, all of them.
I like them all. Yeah. Yeah.
The wide band goes towards the middle.
Alright, so which one for the top?
I must say, this is from a Sith temple.
Can this go on top also?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which one goes on top.
To gold up.
So this is the thicker rim, so it will go towards the center. And you're going to push while twisting.
Well done. I'll just go ahead and choose another piece if you like.
And you're gonna pick one of your emitters right here to go at this end. That one just spins right off.
Okay, start thinking about what your second grip is going to be.
Okay.
And next, your emitter will go onto the top, which will be one of these two.
Your emitter.
Okay.
And you want to pick the bottom, that will just spin right off.
Then on the bottom.
And then you'll put your pommel cap out of them.
Okay, now go ahead and add your second grip to the top. Alright, and your emitter is going to go onto the bottom.
It's a switching process.
This is your final piece will be your pommel cap.
So, this part is going to go right at the top of here. Are you talking about the boat hook that you
have? Yeah, yeah. So, I didn't get one, though.
Hello?
So, this ring is your name. I'll check it for you.
Any of
these with the
DRC?
This one would go as well?
Just go.
Remember, this is the activation switch. Yeah, when Kevin says activate, you're going to slide it forward.
Whatever comes back,
you're going to activate. And if it's a G activate, you'll slide it back down.
I was actually going to suggest that one. I think it's a nice balance between the black and the shades of black.
With that gold rim right in the middle.
We don't want to over twist it. There's no force in it. Same with the pommel cap.
It's going to go down. I know, it's, the pommel cap's a little tricky to get on. Actually, you might need to take it off because I'm not strong enough.
I like your name.
Yeah, more experience.
What's my speaking kind of switch the grips around?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're not permanently on there, yeah, so you can definitely put them around if you like it better.
Let me tell you this. What do you choose for protection and defense? Elemental nature, power,
and control. When Kathy says activate, you're going
to
sign this forward.
There are no wrong answers. All right? I want you to know that. Because this is your destiny. Huh? It is only our honor to guide you towards your path of your destiny. So when I ask you what drew you to this, there are no wrong answers. Like my friend here, what's your name?
Keith.
Now, I see that you've chosen peace and justice, yes?
Yes.
Tell me why, my friend.
Of course it is.
Well done. Everyone, please place your hand on your hilt. Take a moment. Think about where you will wield your lightsaber. What will your story end?
Music's awesome.
Wonderful. You've all created your hilts and nothing unexpected or traumatic happened. Until now. Because we have come to the most dangerous stage of the process. And for this, I need you to leave your hilt at your station. Everyone, please, move back. Because this is the most dangerous stage, it does require those with training and experience like my fellow gatherers here, all right? My friend, how are you doing over there? Very good.
Feeling power.
Wonderful. You know, that is so reassuring, especially because you're standing in front of a few cases of thermal detonators. No sudden movements, all right? I'm sorry, just a minute.
With many parts, you began. Yes. With the heart of the saber, they are joined. Much more they will become. It is time.
It's Master Yoda. My friends, it is time. Time for the final stage. The bond between Builder and Saber is about to be forged. In a moment, I will tell you to step forward, place your hand on the hilt. And on my signal, we will activate together. Are you ready, my friends?
Yes.
Please, step forward. Place your hand on the hilt, steady yourselves. And activate. Builders, raise your sabers high. You have built a lightsaber like the Jedi and Sith that have come before you. And like them, you too could change the galaxy. Remember, it only takes a spark. Please deactivate your lightsabers.
Complete your lightsaber is. Choose your path, it cannot, but light your way, it can. May the Force be with you.
Thank you, Master Yoda. My friends, what you hold in your hand is remarkable power. And remarkable power should not be dropped on the ground, yes? So, for your new lightsaber, we are pleased to present you with a saber sheath as you depart. But before you go, let me say this. Our time together has come to an end. But your journey? It's just beginning. It is time for you to make your mark on the galaxy. And remember, you are as unique and extraordinary as the lightsabers that you have created. Perhaps, maybe next time, we'll be telling your story. Till the spire.
Till the spire!
Thank you.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.